Alrighty, baby, you got it.
Soft shoe, he could jump so high. jump so high that of course he could lightly touch down. I met him in a cell somewhere down near New Orleans. I was rather down and kind of out, yet he looked to me to be the very, very eyes of age. As the old man just spoke right out, he talked to me about his life, told me all about his life. Then he just sort of slapped his leg and he did a little step. And then he said, "My name is Bojangles," and he danced a little. Well, now he danced for me right across the jail cell floor. Then he grabbed his pants, got himself a better stance, clicked his heels. Man, there seemed to be so much more. Then he just let go and he laughed. You would love to hear that man when he laughed. Then he stopped and he brushed back his clothes all around. That was Mr. Bojangles. That was Mr. Bojangles. He could dance. Now, folks, he would dance for those at all those minstrel shows in just about every single county fair, all throughout the South. And yet he spoke with tears of 15 years about how his little dog and he, those two, they journeyed all. Then one day his little dog died. That crazy little dog, he loved so much, he died. But after 20 years, that old man still grieved. He said to me, "Son, I dance for the people every single chance I get at all them joints. You ought to see me. I do it just to make a few tips. Cause most of the time, I seem to spend behind these here county bars. You see, son, I like to drink a little bit." Then he just shook his head. And when the old man shook his head, I could swear, I would swear, someone said, "Oh, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, please, please, oh, won't you?"
Mr. Tony Tillman! Tony Tillman!